34 past the hour. It's Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hi.
You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. I've got I'm a big fan of our guests. I rarely get that.
It is true. He didn't even say that about Bill Maher. I'll ask it.
She was voted by Comedy Central viewers as one of their top 10 favorite comics.
Aww.
Please welcome Maria Bamford to the show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on the program. I'm very honored. I hope I have something intelligent to say at this early hour. I'd like to say something about politics, but I can't.
I do characters.
That's what I do. I speak through other people because my own voice it doesn't command the respect and the attention that I believe I deserve. So I have to say it through other people.
I love your characters, and I love the fact that you told us on the break that you decided to get rid of television out of your life.
Yeah. But I got rid of the TV because I couldn't stop watching it. It's so wonderful. Everything's so good. You know? The TLC, is there going to decorate somebody's house again?
You feel like you're doing something when you watch it.
I feel like I'm accomplishing things. Like, and I know what's going to happen. The bathroom's going to look great. They're going to put the wall covering in the bathroom. It's going to feel familiar because it's their baby skin.
I just respect anybody who has to throw something away because they don't have the self-control to not watch it.
Because
I've had to do that in my life. So you are performing at the Irving Plaza tonight with Patton Oswalt, Brian Posehn, Zach Galifianakis. It's the big Comedians of Comedy Tour.
Right.
I, of course, will be in the basement, the Improv Uptown, but that's a different issue. But
that's because you're a heavy hitter, buddy.
Oh, yeah, ooh. Yeah. I'm going to draw like a big seven people. So, look, what I wanted the things I love that you do are these, when you used to have jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
When you used to have a job. And that boss of yours?
I used to work for a giant corporation because I was a part of the problem. And the corporation doesn't act like they care about you because I work for a telephone company during September 11th, and so afterwards, because we work really hard, they did an employee recognition event because they cared about us and they loved us. And they wanted us to have extra sandwiches and get a weekend off in Palm Springs.
Ooh.
And they did a little speech at the end, though. They said, you guys, just big round of applause, everybody. Everyone went to any lengths to help our customers in the Manhattan area. And this year, now let's just brainstorm here. This year, the challenge is, how do we recreate that grief-stricken, terror-driven productivity and channel it into our day-to-day operations? Okay, I'm thinking kidnap my kids and then... I don't know, I'm just spitballing. Feel free to piggyback on any of my ideas.
Oh, God, you kill me. What about the, can you do the New Agey lady?
Oh, New Agey lady? Oh, yeah. I have a lot of anxieties because all the news is just so terrible. It's hard to...
Well, now you don't have a TV, so it's going
to
be less.
Well, it's less, but now I listen to, public radio, you guys and NPR, and it's just constantly just horrible news. I mean,
doesn't say much for us, does it?
No, but it's good. I mean, it's important news.
It's just horrible when you turn the radio on people going, oh, God, no.
You're just like terrified, you know. So I've been seeing a therapist. Therapist. Mm-hmm. I can't say it properly because I don't take it seriously. And she told me... how about you sing your anxieties aloud? Let's call your anxieties. Let's call those gremlins. Let's call those gremlins. How about we just call them anxieties? Okay, how about goblins? So I'm getting a lot of help from that. So she made a song for me, and it goes like this. If I keep my ice cube trays filled, I'll be okay. As long as I clench my fists at odd intervals, then the darkness that's within me won't force me to do things I don't want to do that are inappropriately violent. As long as I keep singing this song, I won't turn gay. And God can't kill me. It can't get you if you're singing a song.
Yay! Very nice.
Thank you very much. Thank
Can we put that on a disc there, Chris?
Yeah.
I might, those are words to live by.
Yeah. It is comforting.
Do you have a CD? I think we have the same guy that does our CDs.
Dan Schlissel.
He shot me an email. He was sort of like, oh, I don't want to be stupid, but you and Maria are both on the label. Okay, sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's he's evil. Super nice.
I know. He's been working on a CD of mine for a year.
He's really busy, man. He's got a lot of projects going on. And
you're tough to EQ, man.
Yeah, he's got a lot of plates in the air. No, we're doing the cover art. No, everything. The great thing about this guy is he's going to a lot of what do you call it? A lot of he's putting a lot of energy into making this thing perfect. This thing's going to be great. And I don't have the heart to tell him that. I really don't sell much. But I think, you know. Where can they get yours if they want it?
Well, they can get it at Irving Plaza this evening, but they can also get it at standuprecords.com or Amazon, that kind of thing. I sell them off my site, but only when I'm in town. And I'm a poor, I work for myself from home, and it's sort of a bit of a sweatshop environment. So I can't really get things out in a convenient or timely manner. I'm really disappointed with the general job performance of my primary employee,
which is me. I think you're doing a great job. I'm going to be like, yeah, it's so weird. I'm so glad that you actually are willing to entertain me, because sometimes I have comedians in here. Like Todd Berry's great with, you know, Todd?
Oh, I love Todd.
I love Todd too, and we have him on the show a lot. But I'll try to coy him into a bit, and he'll be like, oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, you're not trying to lead me into one of my own bits, are you, buddy?
No.
But was there, like, isn't there, like, some other sort of, like, strange gung-ho character that you do?
Oh, let me see.
Is it a neighbor or a sister or an aunt?
Let me see. I have a... Well, I do something where I say, you know what... Okay. Yeah, I'm not well spoken. That's the problem. I have to do characters in order to speak well.
Do you do your mom?
I do. My mom said to me recently, "Honey, when you don't wear makeup, you look mentally ill." And so now when I go home, I'm starting to wear thick green eyeshadow and a line of lipstick around my lips.
Uh-oh.
Baby, look pretty now, mommy. Baby, look pretty now.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Duluth, Minnesota, and it's just a beautiful. I took my boyfriend there. He's like, I'm like, do you think it's boring? He's like, yes, it is boring. We have an ore boat. That's about what's going on there.
Ore boat?
Yeah, you can tour it. You can tour it.
What do you mean?
It's an ore boat.
Oh, you mean
it's
the
docked.
So you like with
oars? No.
Boat full of iron ore.
For iron ore, dude.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm a retarded.
No.
I mean mentally challenged, of course. That's Air America. Why do you have an ore boat?
We're an international port because people come in from Hudson Bay all the way through the St. Lawrence Seaway and then finally to Duluth, where Jessica Lange lives with her horse farm. And not many people come there, so now we just have one docked and go visit, and then we got some ferries with some light piano and playing and some...
Wow, this sounds terrific.
I'm there.
You grew up there?
Yeah, I grew up there. And I get home recently and you just meet someone from high school who's like an arch enemy.
Yeah.
You know, just meet him in a retail situation. I saw somebody at Target, you know. Yeah. And,
we saw your video. Me and Todd saw your video. It's just like in high school. It's like you're not funny. You're just weird.
Yeah. Well, you know, comedy's so subjective.
So are you gay? Because a lot of women comedians are gay.
No, I'm not, but, I mean, it'd be cool if I was.
That's good, because remember that one time we were at Bible camp, and we all went skinny dipping, and you wouldn't take your shirt off, and I'm like, you got nothing. Well, you've been all turned on by that, and then I got all grossed out.
Wow.
That didn't really happen, but the point is, the feeling was there.
I refused to go to my high school reunion until... I didn't go to the 10th, and I didn't go to my... I think I just missed my 20th. I won't go because I don't feel like my success is high enough. Like it's like I wouldn't go the first one because I hadn't done Letterman, and I wasn't going to do it. I was not going to have people come up to me and go, so what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm doing comedy. Really? Have I ever seen you?
Never ends. Because then now there's so many dang TV channels that nobody will ever see. And then they go, you know, like, I mean,
they see the weirdest ones. The ones that you hated, like the ones that you're like, do I have to do it? Or the ones you did when you were just starting out for like a meal.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it. No one's going to see it. Everybody sees it.
You weren't you on the thing that was comedy show Louis Anderson hosted it at 3 a.m. on this
exactly.
You seem kind of nervous. Because that was 1993.
That's just funny. You want to hang out?
Yes, of course. Well, I'd love to.
Good.
Right. It's super fun.
It's 45 past the hour. Our guest is Maria Bamford. She will be at Irving Plaza tonight with the Comedians of Comedy Tour, Brian Posehn, Patton Oswalt, Zach Galifianakis. You can go to StandUpRecords.
StandUpRecords.com.
There you go, for her CD. And she's going to
It's called the Burning Bridges Tour.
Yes. Right. She's going to be hanging out. It's 45 past the hour.
Hey, this is Rob Zombie, and it says here, when I'm watching the sunrise after a long night of waking the dead and toasting nachos in the microwave, I listen to Mark Maron and Mark Riley. It's Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Past the hour, we're going to land this thing. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Yep.
To America Radio's Morning Sedition. We are in mid-conversation with Maria Bamford, who will be performing tonight at Irving Plaza with the Comedians of Comedy Tour. Tonight, 9 o'clock.
Yeah!
So, when you started comedy, you still did temp work.
I did.
I remember you talking about it.
I've been fired a lot. I prefer to call it just another stop on my Burning Bridges tour.
Okay.
Whenever you start a new job, isn't always the same thing in an office. It's always the same thing. Yeah. I always be like, we do things a little differently around here. It's a bit of a nut house. Hold on your hats. It's going to be a wild ride. But it never is. It's all the same thing. I've trained people, and it's always like, okay, dude, I'll be training you. And the fax machine's a little tricky. No, seriously, dude, you got to dial 9 to get out. No, a lot of people try to use the fax machine. They say, oh, it's not working. I say, did you dial 9, my friend? Every day we got bagels in the kitchen, but then once a month, Rajiv brings in mini muffins, and it's on a Monday, so guess what that's called? Mini Muffin Monday! Oh, dude, it's boring. You're going to want to kill yourself.
all right. There's a real story in the paper today.
Oh,
a high school student convicted of battery for intentionally vomiting on his Spanish teacher has been sentenced to cleaning up after people who
Lo
throw
siento.
Up in police cars. Hola! I don't know. I always envy people that could do things like that on purpose. The judge considered his actions an assault on the dignity of all teachers.
Hurling?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And he said the kid said he didn't do it on purpose. He was nervous about the test, but a couple other kids ratted out. He said he was going to vomit on purpose.
Oh, my God.
He told someone he was going to puke on his teacher?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you like it? Did you like high school?
I did not do really well. But my senior year in high school, I was so depressed that my dad sent me to an 18-week Dale Carnegie sales training and management course. I learned how to win friends and influence people. And I got to be the homecoming queen of my high school because through creepy, manipulative personality things.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Because what you do is you just... I was so, you know, when you're just, you just grab onto any of life philosophy just because you're drowning.
Yeah.
And, so all you do is you say the person's name aloud. It's like, hey, Mark, so what do you enjoy doing for fun? What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? You don't want to know.
What do you do for fun? You repeat what they say with their name a lot. I was like, what do they like to do?
He likes going to a drum corps concert.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you like
like going to drum corps concerts?
Yes.
Drum corps concerts. Wow. That's great. That is really great.
I've heard this before.
So. Yeah, so then you just you say it back to them, and then they feel more confident. And amongst, I mean, yeah, it's creepy as you get older, but amongst high school students, nobody's you know,
they're
can feel that.
They're all looking
that.
For love. They're so insecure.
Yeah.
They're like, really? You think it's good?
Yeah, and guess who? Booyah! Comes on in. Last minute sneaks in. It's the homecoming queen.
So, you were a homecoming queen.
Yeah, yeah. But I was a small school, too. I only had 50 kids in my graduating class, so it was a pretty small small.
If that's it?
Yeah, that's it, dude.
So, oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I had 64. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to one of those schools where I got kicked out. I went to a small one, then I ended up at a big one, which was much
You got
better.
A GED or something?
No. I graduated from high school.
Did you put that on your resume?
No. What happened was I was kicked out of a private school. And they wrote my parents a letter. They said, Mark has the wrong kind of leadership qualities. And I was like, great. I wish I had that letter. What does that even mean, the wrong kind of leadership qualities? So I went to a huge school. Huge. But the little ones are weird because you know everybody and it's creepy and everybody makes out with the same people. It's sort of like comedy.
It is. Exactly. Oh, my God. Yeah. No, I got a letter home that I was a ringleader of trouble because on the physics Olympics, I started a game of dodgeball, and somehow that was dark and threatening to the administration.
Did you remember the God thing? Are we going to talk about God?
Oh, yeah, God. I didn't used to believe in God because I didn't like the idea of some touch by an angel sitting up there making decisions like, I'm going to put you in a paralyzing diving accident so you can inspire people with watercolors you paint with your feet. My mom believes in God. My mom is close to Jeebus Christmas, and she wears one of those bracelets that says WWJD on it.
What does that mean?
It's what would Jesus do?
Oh, yeah, right.
So
right.
If you're out shopping, you go, oh, crap, what would Jesus buy?
Yeah.
And then you get a loaf and a fish. That's it! My mom is very religious, also very pro-war, pro-Iraq. Because that's what Jesus would do. Smoke them out of their holes like the gentle carpenter. Oh, he only turns the other cheek to grab another can of whoopers! I don't know. I'm trying to believe in something, though, you know? I believe. I'm trying to pray. Every time I pray, though, I feel like I'm just doing this really bad ventriloquist act, you know, like, so God. Hey, yeah! How am I doing in life? Am I doing okay? Yeah. Well, good, because sometimes I get scared. You know, I fear the wrath of God and all that. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to the dark side. Okay, that's not God. That's from Return to the Jedi.
All right, Maria Bamford is going to be at the Comedians of Comedy Tour concert tonight at Irving Plaza. It starts at 9 o'clock. You can get her CD at standuprecords.com or at your website, which is...
But you can't order it now because I'm out of town.
So go
it's
to stand.
That kind of low production.
Thanks for being with us. We're gonna do this silly thing
now.
Oh,
good. Now. Great.
Yeah, for those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's Morning's Edition Cliff Notes.